From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Independence Day commemoration to be held in Nusantara and Jakarta. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto represents Indonesia at Jordan Summit. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the 79th Independence Day commemoration ceremony on August 17 will be held in Indonesia's new capital Nusantara and the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. Coordinating Minister of Human Development and Culture Muhajir Effendi stated, following a meeting at the Presidential's Palace in Jakarta on Monday, he revealed that the ceremony in Nusantara, located in East Kalimantan, will be led directly by President Joko Widodo, accompanied by President-elect Prabowo Subianto. State guests, including ambassadors from friendly countries, will be invited to attend the ceremony in the new capital. Effendi explained ambassadors will attend in Nusantara and they will not stay overnight there. Hence, after the ceremony, they will return. Meanwhile, the 79th Independence Day commemoration ceremony in Jakarta will be led by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, accompanied by Vice President-elect Gibran Rakabuming Raka. Effendi stated that at Monday's meeting, the presidents underscored the need to pay attention to the invitation for national figures, such as former presidents and vice presidents. Effendi stated that the meeting attended by representatives from various ministries and stakeholders emphasized the importance of inviting national figures such as former presidents and vice presidents. Discussions also covered entertainment events facilitated by the State Secretariat. Effendi said that preparation for the VVIP airport in Nusantara had reached 90% completion, adding it is expected to be completed by late July, ensuring its functionality for the ceremony. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto departed for Jordan on Sunday night to represent Indonesia at the special summit on Gaza scheduled to take place in Amman on Tuesday. The summit theme, Call for Action, Urgent Humanitarian Response for Gaza, was initiated by King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein of Jordan, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Brigadier General Edwin Adrian Sumanta, a public relations officer at the Ministry of Defense, stated on Monday that the heads of state present at the summit are expected to find ways to strengthen response to the humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian enclave. Edwin, who accompanied Prabowo during his visit to Amman, stated, the presence of the Indonesian government representative at this summit is expected to make a real contribution to the joint efforts to overcome the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. As earlier announced, Prabowo intend to make the most of the summit to offer assistance from Indonesia in the form of peacekeeping forces, field hospitals, and healthcare professionals, as well as support for the evacuation of victims. Several countries, including Australia, also sent representatives to Jordan's summit. Australia sent Minister for Early Childhood Education, NLI, to attend the high-level meeting. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has called on urban regions to emulate Jakarta's successful approach to developing mass transportation to reduce traffic congestions. He noted in a statement on Monday, Jakarta can be a role model for other regions in the development of urban mass transportation. During a review of Transjakarta on Sunday, Sumadi ensured that the city's bus rapid transit service was operating efficiently. He encouraged more people to switch to using public transportation to reduce traffic congestions. He highlighted that the Jakarta administration subsidizes public transportation to attract passengers and reduce reliance on private vehicle. The subsidy has made Transjakarta fares more affordable, with passengers paying as little as 3,500 rupiah, or around $0.21 per trip. Additionally, the Director General of Land Transportation has allocated a budget this year for the Buy the Service program, a subsidized scheme benefiting road mass transportation users. The scheme is supported by a subsidy of 444.70 billion rupiah, or around $27.3 million. The Indonesian National Police parachuting team took part in the ASEAN National Championship and the World Championship of the 5th FAI World Cup Indoor Skydiving and the first ever ASEAN Indoor Skydiving Championships. The championship held from April 16 to 2024 at Go Airborne Indoor Skydiving Macau, China, was participated in by 30 countries for the World Championship and 10 countries for the ASEAN Championship. Head of the Public Information Bureau of the National Police Public Relations Division, Brigadier General Truno Yudo Wisnu Andiko, in his statement on Sunday said, in the 5th World Cup Indoor Skydiving Championship, the women's team won 5th place in the number 4-way formation skydiving female. Meanwhile, in the first ASEAN Indoor Skydiving Championship, the women's team won 2nd place in the number 4-way formation skydiving female. Let's move on to the international news, where the Qatari and Egyptian authorities, at the direction of the United States government, have urged the leaders of the Palestinians' movement Hamas, with the possibility of detentions, freezing of assets, sanctions, and expulsions from the Doha refugee camp, if they do not agree to ceasefire agreement with Israel. Those are Wall Street Journal report quoted by Antara News Agency on Sunday. Last week, U.S. President Joe Biden said Israel had offered Hamas a three-phase proposals with a roadmap leading to a cessation of violence in the Gaza Strip and the release of hostages. The first phase includes a total ceasefire, withdrawal of Israeli forces from all Gaza population centers, and the release of some hostages held by Hamas, including the wounded, the elderly and women, as well as the release of detained Palestinians from prison. The second phase involves an indefinite cessation of hostilities in exchange for the release of the remaining hostages, and the third phase of the initiative is to begin the reconstruction of war-torn Gaza. Malaysian Foreign Minister Mohamed Hassan called on members of the D8 group of developing countries to pursue 4 priorities to respond to the suffering of the Palestinian people. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Sunday, the Malaysian Foreign Ministry explained the first priority is to collectively support calls for a permanent and effective ceasefire, including the three-phase proposal recently announced by the United States. Second, not to provide assistance or assistance to Israel, including any economic transactions that contribute to Israel's military financing and illegal occupation of Palestinian land. Next, support increased humanitarian assistance and ensure safe and unimpeded access for aid delivery to Palestine. According to the ministry, accessing Gaza by land and sea and mobilizing humanitarian assistance is a challenge that must be involved cooperation with neighboring countries and international organizations. The D8 member countries express solidarity and support for the Palestinian people's struggle to find a solution to the crisis in Gaza in the approved declaration of emergency meeting. Austrian Defense Minister Claudia Tenner stated that allowing Ukraine to attack targets in Russia using Western's donated weapons is over the line. Escorted by Antara News Agency on Sunday, the comments came after recent decisions by the United States and some of its allies to allow Ukraine to use U.S. or European-supplied weapons to attack targets on the Russian border. Western countries have also discussed sending troops or military infrastructure to Ukraine. The Western countries have provided massive military and financial assistance to Kyiv since the start of Russia's military operation in Ukraine in February 2022. Russia's presidential palace, the Kremlin, has consistently warned against continuing arms deliveries to Kyiv, saying it would lead to an escalation of the conflict. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on more support for Palestine via the aid. I'm Dalat Pane. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi attended the extraordinary meeting of the aid foreign ministers, which specifically discussed the situation in Gaza on Saturday. In the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi talked about the importance of unity among the aid member countries to help Palestine optimally. Minister Retno also highlighted the internal peace, which is the main and long-term goal that cannot be achieved without the ceasefire. Therefore, she emphasized the importance of a ceasefire that must be encouraged by all sides. Indonesia keeps voicing the importance of a permanent ceasefire since the beginning. In her remark, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the eight countries must use their influence to be a driving force in peace creation in Palestine.
Nomor satu, negara D8 harus terus menggunakan pengaruh agar lebih banyak negara yang mengakui Palestina. Nomor dua,
first, the eight countries must be used their influence to make more countries recognize Palestine. Second, we have to keep pushing so that Palestine can be a UN full member. This is not an easy path, but we have to keep trying. D8 has to be a driving force for this effort. Third, the eight countries must keep voicing the importance of unhindered humanitarian assistance and supporting UNRWA. Certainly, the assistance must be given based on each country's capability. The most important thing is our solidarity. The extraordinary meeting of the eight foreign ministers resulted in a declaration which demands an immediate, permanent, and unconditional ceasefire and a stop in Israel's aggressions against Palestine in Gaza. The declaration also urged all to ensure Israel complies to the temporary measures given by the International Court of Justice. The D8 declaration also affirmed the support for Palestine full membership in the UN and all resolutions related to Palestine in international forums. Besides, it affirms the importance of the two-state solution for the Palestine-Israel conflict that can be achieved immediately. D8 consists of Indonesia, Turkey, Malaysia, Egypt, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nigeria. The aid is founded to develop for their trade, role, and posture in international forums as well as people's welfare in every country. All the eight member countries are also members of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. On the other hand, it is not difficult for the superpowers to put a stop to the war. If they prioritize conscience instead of unilateral importance, ego, and indifferences. Is peace not a slogan of every nation in every forum and international meetings? That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Duka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history on June 10th with the event in 1934, Italy became World Cup champion. Italy won the FIFA World Cup on June 10, 1934. Italy became the champion after defeating Czechoslovakia in the final round with a score of 2-1. The 1934 World Cup was the second FIFA World Cup held in Italy. At that time, the Italian football club was still under the command of Benito Mussolini. Italy won the title with the help of several players of Italian descent who had defended other countries. Let's move it on to the next event in 1947 when Indonesia and Egypt signed a friendship agreement. Egyptian support for Indonesian independence could be seen when the Egyptian Consul General Muhammad Abdul Muim came to Yogyakarta on March 13 to 16, 1947. 3 months later, on June 10, 1947, there was a signing of a friendship agreement between Indonesia and Egypt. Indonesians were represented by Haji Agus Salim, A.R. Baswedan, Nazir Pamuncak, and Rashidi, while the Egyptian side was represented by Mahmoud Fahmi Nukrashi. After Egypt gave support, a series of Middle Eastern countries such as Syria, Qatar, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia also gave support to Indonesia. The support was given for reason of religious, fraternal, and familial ties. Before the arrival of the Egyptian Consul General in Yogyakarta, the recognition of this independence had already begun from the strong support of the Egyptian people for Indonesia. We end today in history with an event in 2009 when Suramadu Bridge was inaugurated. On June 10, 2009, the Suramadu Bridge was inaugurated by the 6th President of the Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The construction of this bridge cost as much as 4.5 trillion rupiah. The bridge designed by Professor Dr. Sadiatmo in 1960 was built to accelerate development on Madura Island, covering infrastructure and the economy in Madura. The groundbreaking stage of the Suramadu Bridge was carried out during the reign of the 5th President of the Republic of Indonesia, Megawati Sukarnoputri, on August 20, 2003. With a length of 5,438 meters, this bridge is the longest bridge in Indonesia to date.
Cawan hidup
listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia asks D8 member countries to unite to help Palestine. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi encouraged developing aid or D8 member countries to unite in helping Palestine during the extraordinary meeting of the D8 Foreign Minister Councils in Istanbul Saturday. Retno Marsudi said that member countries, namely Indonesia, Turkey, Malaysia, Egypt, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Iran, and Nigeria, must be able to strengthen the work of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation for Palestine amid the humanitarian situation that continues to deteriorate in Gaza. Retno Marsudi said in the press statement on Sunday that the 8 member countries cannot sit back and relax as genocide continues to take place in Gaza. In the D8 meeting, Retno Marsudi conveyed several things, including that peace will not be realized if there is no ceasefire.
Pertama, saya tekankan pentingnya kesatuan di antara negara-negara anggota D8.
Firstly, I emphasize the importance of unity among D8 member countries. This unity is very important so that D8's work to help Palestine can produce maximum results. Secondly, lasting peace is certainly the main goal and long-term objective. Peace cannot be realized without a ceasefire. This is where the issue of a permanent ceasefire is again emphasized by all, including Indonesia. Indonesia has consistently called for the importance of a permanent ceasefire from the beginning. Thirdly, before the ceasefire is reached, there are several things that must be done to help Palestine. Retno Marsudi explained that the D8 must continue to use its influence so that more countries recognize Palestine. She said that at the end of May, she was in Europe meeting with foreign ministers of Norway, Spain, and Ireland, among others, to discuss the importance of recognizing Palestine. This June, Retno Marsudi will hold several meetings with European countries for the same purpose. She also said the 8 countries must continue to push for Palestine to become a full member of the United Nations. Furthermore, the 8 countries must continue to voice out the importance of smooth and support work of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. The extraordinary meeting of the D8 Council of Foreign Ministers was specially organized to discuss the development of the situation in Gaza. The D8 was originally established to promote trade, role and posture in international forums and the welfare of the community. All D8 member countries are also members of the OIC. That was My Indonesia Today.
Asap kota jah. klakson kanan kiri berbalasan, wow. Senja di Jakarta,
parapa, 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 para. Nikmati jalan di Jakarta, parapa, 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 para. Nikmati jalan di Jakarta.
Maafkan jalan Jakarta.
Nikmati jalan di Jakarta. Bersepeda di kala senja. Nikmati Jakarta.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Today we are going to take you to Sipoholon Spring in North Sumatra. Listeners, Sipoholon Hot Spring in North Tapanuli is surrounded by white limestone hills. When you travel to Sipoholon Hot Spring, besides being able to feel the cool mountain air, you can also enjoy the beautiful scenery while bathing in hot water. The hot spring is located in Situmeang Habinsaran, Sipoholon District, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra. The location is very strategic and easy to access. It only takes about 7 minutes by motor vehicle from Tarutung City to visit this place. Meanwhile, to get to Tarutung, it takes about 4 to 5 hours from Medan City, the capital of North Sumatra. To enter this tourism spot, you only need to pay a ticket of 5,000 rupiahs per person. Sipoholon Hot Spring is a natural bath that was formed due to the eruptions of Mount Marimbang, which contains sulfur. When you enter the Sipoholon Hot Spring area, you will see mountains of sand that emit a white color similar to cotton. It has a temperature of around 40 to 70 degrees Celsius. It's inappropriate for you to get relaxed. The sulfur contained in this bath is said to be able to cure skin disease and smooth the skin. Besides being visited for health, this bath is also visited by tourists who like photography. They deliberately come to get the best photos in the most beautiful place in North Tapanuli. After bathing and soaking in warm water, usually the visitors feel hungry. They can go directly to the stalls or restaurant that are available not far from the hot springs. That's Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye.
Di ujung malam. dan Jakarta muram kehilanganmu. Terang lampu kota tak lagi sama. Sudah saatnya kau tengok puing yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan akan selalu berlari? Hingga kini masih selalu nanti, nanti. Terbawa lagi langkahku ke sana. Mantra apa entah yang istimewa. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya. Izinkan aku pulang ke kotamu. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Hei cantik, bawa aku jalan. Jalan kaki saja menyusuri kota. Ceritakan semua ceritamu padaku. Ya Jakarta, diam kehilanganmu. Bau wangi hujan tak lagi sama. Sudah saatnya kau jemput musik yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan aku kan bernyanyi sendiri? Hingga kini masih selalu menanti-nanti. Terbawa lagi langkahku ke sana. Mantra apa entah yang istimewa. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya. Izinkan aku pulang ke kotamu. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Ingat waktu itu ku bertanya. Aku mau dengar jawabmu. Sana mantra apa entah yang istimewa. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya. Izinkan aku pulang ke kotamu. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello! Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about di bau-bau, which means in bau-bau. You will listen to a conversation about berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to another passenger at Beto Ambari Airport on their trip to Bali through Makassar. Chris told the passenger that he has been waiting for the plane for hours. Well, let's listen to the conversation.
Kata petugas bandara Beto Ambari, pesawat terlambat datang karena cuaca buruk. Bapak sudah menunggu lama?
Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Semoga cuaca segera membaik.
Iya, semoga pesawat kita segera tiba. Tujuan Bapak ke Makassar?
Iya.
After listening to the conversation, here is some vocab and expressions related to today's topic. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Menunggu, which means wait. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Which means, I have been waiting for hours. Petugas, which means officer. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. Menunggu lama, which means wait for long. Semoga, which means hopefully. Segera membaik, which means gets better soon. Pesawat, which means aircraft. Tiba, which means arrive. Tujuan, which means destination. Makassar, which means Makassar. In this conversation, you have heard the expression, Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam, which means, I have been waiting for hours. In here, there is the word or the phrase berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. It means several hours have passed. In the conversation, the expression was used to tell that a person has been waiting for the planes for so many hours. And here is another example or use of expression to say something about time. Berhari-hari, which means many days. Dari Jakarta ke kota Bau-Bau, penumpang feri perlu waktu berhari-hari. Dari Jakarta ke kota Bau-Bau, penumpang feri perlu berhari-hari. Which means, from Jakarta to Bau-Bau, ferry passengers take many days. Berminggu-minggu, which means many weeks. Paket Kris belum sampai selama berminggu-minggu. Paket Kris belum sampai selama berminggu-minggu. Which means Kris's package is not delivered for many weeks.
For your information, Beto Ambari Airport is located in Paubau, Southeast Sulawesi. It was built in 1976 as a pioneer flight. And currently, Beto Ambari Airport is one of the access or the gateway that connects tourism destinations of Wakatobi Islands with the capital city of South Sulawesi, namely Makassar City. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Kata petugas Bandara Beto Ambari, pesawat terlambat datang karena cuaca buruk. Bapak sudah menunggu lama?
Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Semoga cuaca segera membaik.
Iya, semoga pesawat kita segera tiba. Tujuan Bapak ke Makassar?
Iya. Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about berjam-jam. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Muda Mudi by Anggi Rian featuring New Normal Keroncong. From volume 9 of the album released in 1973, Muda Mudi is a simple, mid-tempo, three-piece composition that still finds room for Muri, the drummer, to make some surprising drum beats. It is said that this song was created by Kuswoyo, the father of the Kus Plus personnel. So it is no wonder that the lyrics of the song are full of advice, in addition to a portrait of the era when this song was created. This song tells the story of young people who are afraid to associate, many parents who do not allow it. So it is unfortunate that many of them are on the wrong path. Well, listener, here is Andirian featuring New Normal Keroncong with the song Muda Mudi. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 24/7 55 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.